I'm on the phone with my best friend in my head, Erica Campbell. How are you?
Hey, friend. How are you? I'm good.
I am good as well. I have been listening to Trust and Obey for a long time. As a matter of fact, during the listening party, that was one of my favorite songs. And now it's out.
Yes. I'm so excited about this song being the single. I remember probably right before Thanksgiving last year, I was like, you guys, I feel like this needs to be the song for this season, mm-hmm. with where people are and all that they're going through, something that reminds them and follow God, not their feelings, not social media, not what you're seeing in the government, just trust and obey God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To settle your heart. And this song is a reminder of that.
Absolutely. Tell me what obey looks like to you.
It means blind faith. It means I'm obeying what you want, even if I don't understand. I'm obeying what you want because I believe you are God the Father. I believe you are sovereign. I believe you have a plan for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So obeying means I don't go back and forth. Obeying, yeah. even if I'm a little afraid, I'll still do it because I trust you. So I obey you.
Yeah, that blind faith is hard. I know that people have trust issues anyway.
For sure.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard to obey because it's hard to trust God because of your trust issues.
Well, people don't trust God because they don't know him.
Mm.
You don't trust what you don't know. They love God, but they don't know God. So when you don't know his word and you don't know his promise and you don't know he comes through, that's why you don't obey. When you go to the drive-thru, you order what you order because this place is known for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't say, I don't know if I can get it because I don't know what it's going to be today. But when you know God is consistent, God is faithful, he does not fail, even when it's uncomfortable, you believe it's going to work out for your good, so you obey him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
you
good.
Believe that even if he calls you to do something that you've never done before, that's uncomfortable. You know, you don't rest in past pain because if he healed that, he'll heal this.
Hmm.
So I can trust him.
Yeah.
I can move forward with him.
Amen. Let's have a running session through the building.
Listen, once you go through a few seasons of disobeying and you find out, oh, it works better God's way.
Ooh, baby.
And even in the song, I'm not saying it's easy, but the more you get to know him, the more you do it, the less you worry.
Yeah.
You know, my uncle, when I would ask him a million questions when I was younger, in my 20s, just getting out of college, you know, hadn't yet become the singer I wanted to be, and I was asking questions, he would say, just keep living. I wanted him to give me a play-by-play.
Mm.
And he would say, well, Erica, just keep living. And sometimes that's what God is saying. Trust me enough to just keep living. Don't stand at the stop sign expecting life to happen, and you won't move because you don't trust. You don't trust what you don't know.
Those were my mom's words. Exactly. Keep living.
Mm-hmm.
Keep living. Well, you did Trust and Obey. You shot the video in London.
I did.
How did that happen? What was that like?
So it was family vacation, and we were there for about 2 weeks, supposed to be vacationing.
supposed to be.
Yeah. I was supposed to. And I was like, babe, I'll just shoot a video real quick while I'm there. And it, you know, it was a wonderful day. I found an amazing photographer, a friend of mine, Faith Child, who's British, but, you know, has done some music. He's a hip hop artist and, you know, hosts shows and does all these amazing things. Youth pastor. He was able to gather the crew that I needed to shoot the video. And we had a good time singing all the kind of very kind of touristy spots of London. So like the London Eye and Big Ben and the
Ooh,
buses and
yeah.
all those things. That was really a joy to experience filming on and being a part of. But yeah, I was supposed to be on vacation.
Sounds like Erica Campbell that I know. You have to, but you got to seize the moment.
You can seize the rest too. But you know, I don't do that very well. I'm glad I did it though. Really happy that I did it. And I believe it's beautiful. I loved how it turned out. I told him, I was like, we're not doing a whole bunch. Just wanted to be real reflective. And I really hope that's what people experience when they watch or even when they listen to the song. You know, the moment you say trust and obey, you realize that you haven't been trusting or obeying. It's a sweet reminder. to trust and obey God.
What's this I hear? I can hear it so clear.
Trust and obey. It is Erica Campbell, and Erica's on the phone with me. And sis, you're going to be back on the road soon. Tell me about the new tour that's coming up and coming to Detroit.
Oh, live, breathe, fight. Yes, I'm going on tour with David and Tamela Mann, Karen and Kiera, I Tribute, and myself. And I figured, why not bring Krista? So it's going to be a good time, a whole lot of family, a whole bunch of laughter, but we love God for real. Mm-hmm. We want people to leave safe. This is not just come experience me sing. This is come have a God experience that will change your life and shift you forward. I really, really believe that. Our calls have been amazing. Mm-hmm. Our Zooms have been amazing. And we are just too excited about this tour, and people need to get their tickets to come. It's going to be a lot of unity and a lot of love. And, you know, I don't know how to tour no other way. I don't like the separate kind of I go, you go, like it's all intertwined of us really just singing about the goodness of God.
And it's so needed. Unity on stage, off stage is so needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to just tell you, anytime I see Krista on social media, I hear your voice. She stole your voice box.
Oh, my sweet girl. And she's actually doing a revival in Atlanta next Monday.
I saw that.
Shout ATL.
Oh, my goodness.
I am just flabbergasted.
I know you're so excited. And just to think, just a few years ago, you were sending her off to college, and she is just doing so many great God things.
Yeah, well, her first 2 years were rough.
Yeah.
Like, really rough. Like, I want to come home rough.
Yeah.
Like, you better pass brush. You know, rough. And for her to be here in her third year, more focused, saying, Mom, I want to do something because I realize that if you have more God in your life, it doesn't seem as overwhelming. And she's like, maybe other students need it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that this is not just about her, but so that other college students can know that there is help and hope in God is just wonderful. So I'm praying for my baby. If you're
yes.
in Atlanta, you can go to Dream Center on the 7th. It's a Monday night. And she's going to have a one-night revival. Then she's going to do Shout LA in true Krista Campbell fashion. She's like her mama.
She is. And it's always a pleasure to talk to her mama. Thank you so much for taking a little time out with me.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
And you can listen to Get Up, Erica, every weekday morning starting at 6 a.m. right here on the Detroit Praise Network.
Indeed, indeed. And then coming soon is Get Up Weekends with Erica Campbell.
Ooh, stop it, sis. Ooh,
yeah.
You just gave me a good one.
pray for me. We haven't fully announced yet, but I'm telling y'all.
And before we hear all about that, you've given us all that juice.
Yes.
Tell them where they can follow you so they can make sure to know when it's going to happen.
You can follow me at I'm Erica Campbell on social media. Same on Facebook and Twitter and all of that. It's I Love Erica Campbell on TikTok if you do TikTok. Or you can subscribe to loveerica.com for more in-depth conversation, more lessons and all those things. It's my little community that I love so much. So there it is there. That's how you keep up with me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, my sis. I love you.
Love you back.